Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The young Marxist looked his guest in the eye as he said, "Do you mind if I ask you three questions? First, how can you be so sure there even is a God? Can you prove God's existence? Secondly, how do you know that the Bible is true? Thirdly, if there is a God, why does he allow so many people to suffer?" Now, if you had been confronted with those three gripping questions, and you had only 1 minute to answer each one, what would you say? Well, I'd be tempted to point out the fact that apart from God, not just any God, but the revealed God of the Bible, there is an emptiness in the human heart that can never be filled. The French philosopher Blaise Pascal wrote of the vacuum in the heart of every person that can be filled only by a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Having traveled and spent time in communist countries and having had enough contact with people who have grown up in those countries, I am convinced there is an empty place in the hearts of men and women. And the three tough questions asked by the 17-year-old honor student are without answers, apart from what God has revealed through His Son and the written incarnate Word, Jesus Christ. I'd like to tell our young friend of the letter which came to our Cambodian associate. He's translated Guidelines for years, a letter from a communist soldier who wrote the following, quote, "I listen to your programs every morning and evening. I would like to be a Christian like you, too. How can I become a Christian like you? Please help me." Pointing out the fact that a political system doesn't answer those questions does not tell what Christianity's answer is either. You see, attacking the deficiencies of a system never proves the superiority of the other. So how do you prove God's existence? Were the Russian cosmonauts right who went into space saying they looked for God but didn't see Him out there? Strangely enough, the Bible never attempts to prove God's existence. It only accepts His existence and proceeds to tell us of His involvement in the affairs of humankind. Yes, I can give some logical reasons for His existence, reasons that have spoken to the hearts of people for centuries as to the cause and effect relationship of our world, the design that demands a designer, the moral sense of rightness that causes people to worship a creator, whether it's a pagan deity or even a human figure. There are other reasons, too. But those, of course, are reasons, not proof. Technically, bottom line, I can't prove God's existence to anyone. But neither can you disprove His existence. But I can demonstrate how much more logical it is to accept His existence at face value than to reject Him. I'd also like to point out the fact that God isn't a philosophical abstraction, as many religions teach, but a person, a Father who has revealed Himself. Striving to understand all there is to know about God before they can even believe in Him, some individuals fail to grasp the central fact of His existence and the truth of His revelation to us in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. In conclusion, the irony of my answer is that I can't prove God's existence, but I can introduce you to Him by letting you meet His Son, Jesus Christ. He lived, died, and proved His deity by rising from the dead the third day. Jesus did rise from the dead. He authenticated the very heart of the gospel. He demands not only your worship, but your acknowledging Him and your existence. How dare we shortchange divinity?
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.